Well, there have been a few of us at the Playhouse who are passionate about Shakespeare, but we've always been a minority. And there was always this just like fear that it wouldn't go well if we ever did it, so there wasn't really support to get it off the ground. Then COVID happened. We had no money. We couldn't do shows. And I had been sitting in a dressing room a year before, just like working on an abridged adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, like just for fun, because I had this like dream one day of, anyway. And one of my fellow actors asked me what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm just abridging Romeo and Juliet for no reason. And she's like, oh, that's cool. And then a year later, COVID happens, and she comes to me and she says, hey, Romeo and Juliet would cost us no money in royalties. And we could do it in the park. So I've talked to the board, and mm-hmm. we're going to let you try it.
Nice.
And it was a hit, and Lizzie was there. She played Benvolia, and we had people sitting on the floor. Like, we were that full. So I think that was, like, the proof that Shakespeare really, you know, he does stand the test of time, and he's